Are you there, ma'am?
I am. Are you there?
Oh, most of the time, yeah.
You are.
Well, you have to ask my mother. My mother said I wasn't there all the time, you see.
Well, I'm sitting in the car, and I got you on Bluetooth, so.
Okay.
Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I've been suffering for the last couple years with, it feels like inflammation of the bladder. That's kind of what I've been told, even though I've not had a scope done.
Mm-hmm.
But I've cut out coffee, I've cut out citrus, I've cut out chocolate, all those things, but yet I still experience the, it's a burning, and if I take Ultimate Aloe, which is a liquid, and mix it with water and drink it, it soothes it, you know, and if I continue to drink water, but it's like I can maybe go a day or two without experiencing something, some of the mm-hmm. symptoms, and yet I still have that burning sensation, but if I drink the aloe, it goes away. But it affects my nerves like crazy. I mean, I feel like I want to crawl out of my skin.
You're talking about the burning, not the aloe, right? The burning is what affects your nerves?
The burning, yeah, the burning part, yep.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you know that you could be drinking aloe every day, and you wouldn't be risking your health at all. So I'm glad you
right.
found something for yourself to relieve it. Now, as far as getting it looked at and scoped, what usually is being looked for is something called interstitial cystitis. And all that means is inflammation of the inside of the bladder. And you knew
right.
that kind of already, I think. But that's what they'd
right.
be looking for. And the one study that I'm familiar with that where somebody actually found something else besides aloe that helped happened to be about an amino acid called L-arginine. Now, L-arginine is useful, but actually our bodies make more L-arginine out of another amino acid called L-citrulline. It's a little bit complicated, and there's a lot of people waiting here, but milligram for milligram, we get more L-arginine out of taking L-citrulline, which is in all the natural food stores, the compounding pharmacies, the Tama dispensary. Usually comes in a 500 milligram size or a big one to swallow, a 1,000 milligram size.
Can you spell that for me, Dr. Wright?
Sure. There's just an L, and then there's a dash, and citrulline, which starts being spelled like citrus, but C-I-T-R-U-L, two L's, I-N-E, citrulline. And a couple of grams of that a day was able to help relieve symptoms. Now, another thing that's good to know about, if you wish to, about both L-arginine and L-citrulline, which, again, I won't go into the technical details, no time, but produces more milligram per milligram, is that it dilates blood vessels. And so we get better perfusion of the all over the body if we keep our blood vessels better dilated. And it doesn't dilate them abnormally. It's one of nature's normal ways of dilating blood vessels. Aloe is quite good, and if it's relieving symptoms, I would not quit, but it doesn't have this added uh-huh. benefit. So you can use them both, too.
Yeah.
There's no reason why not. But yeah. you're right.
And the only aloe...
Yeah,
go ahead.
You go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
No, you go ahead, ma'am.
Well, the only aloe that I can use, I can't use all aloes, and the only one I can use that I've found is the Ultimate Aloe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. It's like anything with ascorbic acid or anything like that agitates.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it just burns. But I've suffered with this, and I'm taking something for my nerves. It's a natural, I think it's, what is it called, L-theamine or something like that?
Sure, from tea. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it does help my nerve, calms me. But because it just, you feel like you're just going to come out of your skin. And plus the burning, you know, is bad too. What do you, they want to do a scope. Do you think that when they do the scope too, they're looking for cancer?
Cancer doesn't usually cause burning. If there's cancer there, they'll find it, but it's kind of unlikely. Now, another thing,
okay.
has anybody looked for what might be causing the burning? And what I mean there is I'm sure you've had urine cultures to make sure there's no low-grade
yep.
bacterial infection, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
That's not there?
Yeah, and hey, you were the one, many years ago, I went to D-Manos, you
uh-huh.
know, and I have that. I mean, I take that, and I haven't had a bladder infection in a long time. I just had my yearly done, and I don't have an infection, so.
Hooray. Okay, second thing is allergy. Now, it's not generally known, but some physicians up in Canada were able to prove, and I do mean prove, by literally measuring the volume of the bladder, that allergy would cause inflammation and spasm in the bladder, And sometimes,
really,
and I hope it would be this way for you, sometimes it's as simple as not eating the stuff you're allergic to and the inflammation just fades away. Have you had a food allergy test?
You know, I did, but it was not, I did not too long ago, but it was very, it didn't show really anything, like where I was really allergic to anything.
So that was a blood test?
It was a blood test, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's what I thought, too.
Mm-hmm. That's
I'm just wondering, you know, I used to be allergic to, like, chicken when I was a kid, you know, chicken and citrus and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I've tried to beef up my protein because I wasn't a huge protein eater, you know. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering the same thing, allergies. Is it gluten? Is it? And I was used to be allergic to dairy.
Well,
you
might follow what your body did when it was younger and eliminate the stuff that you were allergic to in the past and just see what happens. You'll have to eliminate it for a couple of weeks. Yeah, just see what happens.
Okay.
It can't hurt to do that.
Yeah. So my whole thing is I would love to get rid of the burning. I mean, there's got to be something that would, I would think, heal it, but obviously not.
Well, not necessarily. One final thought before we go on here. Is are you using lots of fish oil? Because fish oil is in the omega-3 fatty acids in fish oil are anti-inflammatory, whereas all the veggie oils that have omega-6s are more pro-inflammatory.
Yeah, I use I haven't been doing it lately, but I was taking cod liver oil.
Uh huh.
Is that the same as
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am. It is.
Okay. And how much a day do you think?
If you're trying to settle down inflammation, at least a tablespoon a day of the stuff. And if we're taking that much fish oil, we've got to take at least 400 to 500 units of mixed tocopherol vitamin E. Because if, for example, the fish oil was, ooh, that settled it down quite a bit, and I want to keep taking this stuff, if you take it for a year or two and there's not enough vitamin E around, it can cause its own minor problem, but still it's there. Technically, it's called lipid peroxidation, but again, without getting into details, just vitamin E prevents that.
Okay. And how much vitamin E did you say?
400 or 500 units in the capsule, depending on the company.
Okay. Well, I'll come down to your dispensary. I always stop down there and get my stuff.
No, thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, Dr. Wright. You're wonderful.
Well, I can help sometimes, not always, but thank you.
You helped my sister get pregnant back in the 80s.
Well,
you didn't do it, but I'm saying you helped her.
Oh, there you go.
Body,
okay.
You know what
okay.
I mean? And she had children. She couldn't have children prior to going to you.
Helped her to get healthy enough to become pregnant. Gotcha.
That's right. Well,
okay.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. Appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am.
It.